Well, joining us, ladies and gentlemen, and Billy, we say legend all too often with regard to sport. This guy, absolute legend. It is Daley Thompson. Good morning, Daley.
Morning, Darren and Billy. How are you doing? All right?
Really, really good. How are you?
I'm having a good old time.
You're here to talk to us, first of all, Daley, about St Lucia, because they're hosting their third annual Digicel St Lucia International Triathlon. Tell us all about this.
It sounds a bit of a mouthful.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, as you said, it's our third one, and with a bunch of friends, I've been organising it, and we have a good old week down in St Lucia, and it just also happens to be the wellness month, so there's lots of people there wanting to stay in shape, and we use the triathlon to give them a bit of fun and stay in shape.
Over here in Yorkshire, we have the Brownlee brothers, fantastic triathletes.
Just never how heard of tough them. Never is heard it? Of them. Who are they? Do you know what? It just depends on what level you're going for. I think that at the Brownlee level, it's pretty tough if you want to beat those guys. But I think for everybody else, it's much more fun. And we'd like to think of our one as being incredibly good fun and very relaxed.
I would imagine you get invites to all sorts of things to do with, like, athletics, etc., Daley. And you must, it's a stringent process of deciding which ones to go for. This one must have seemed quite easy, really. Oh, I've got to be at St Lucia. Yeah, fine. Sign me up.
I've got to be honest with you, fellas. I think that it was a difficult task, you know, deciding to spend two and a half weeks in the sunshine.
And, if it was in Castleford, Daley, would you have turned it down?
Where's Castleford?
Exactly.
So anybody that going over there, you've got 180 competitors. You're going to hold...
Now that was last year. This time we're going to have 250.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Come on, lads. It's getting bigger.
Good Lord. That is quite a few, isn't it, really? And you're going to be taking some masterclasses in running and swimming and all sorts of things.
That's right. Steve Cram and myself, we take people out because most people get there a week before, and so we take people out every morning, and everything's optional, so you can either come to the class and do a bit of open water swimming, or you can go for a run with Steve Cram, and you know, and generally do some general fitness classes with me, so it's a bit of fun for everybody.
Daley, for a lot of people, you're their favorite sportsman or athlete because of what you achieved.
Thank
but
you.
What I want to know is, who's yours? Who's your favourite athlete?
Oh, interesting. My favourite sports person is Muhammad Ali.
Oh, right, cool.
Good choice.
And, but other than that, I don't like athletes. They're too similar to me.
I was going to ask you about decathlon, because we all look at the heptathlon at the moment with Jess Ennis, and it seems to be very, very strong on the heptathlon side. Yeah. Do you take a lot of interest in decathlon now and who's progressing?
No, not really. To be honest, you know what? I got five kids, and and even though they're getting older, they still seem to be taking up most of my time, because now I'm just a taxi service.
Taxi, though. It's Daley Thompson.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've got a nine-year-old kid, and my dream at the moment is that when he's 18, I'm going to get a Ferrari and he's going to start taking me to parties.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. I have to ask you, when I was growing up, Daley, you were my all-time athletics hero when I was growing up. I was like first in the queue when Daley Thompson's decathlon came out on the ZX Spectrum. That was like one of the most iconic games of all time. Did you have much involvement with the game, or did you just sort of think, yeah, just do that, that's fine? What sort of involvement did you have?
Well, to be honest, I didn't have a lot of involvement, and because it was such so long ago, it was one of the first games ever, so none of us really knew much about what was going on, because you know, they weren't teaching you programming and all that kind of stuff, and so yeah, it was a completely new venture for me, and I was very fortunate. And you wouldn't believe how many people like to talk to me about I was just in the underground earlier, and there were four blokes on there, and they were all chatting and telling me how I owed them money for joysticks and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, it's amazing how many people played that game.
Did you play it, Daley?
Yes, I did. And do you know what? I was only good at two things, the discus on it and the pole vault.
Okay.
The rest of it, I was absolute rubbish.
It was always the key, trying to get that right angle before, like, throwing
That's
the
it?
Discus or
yes.
anything. That
yeah.
was so hard. God.
But lads, let me tell you, if you really loved it, you can still get it on your iPad. You know that, right?
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you really?
On your iPad?
It's exactly the same as the old game. So.
Oh, I'm going to be downloading that now.
So go for it. And I think it's only about 75 pence or something. So I know you can afford it on those huge wages you get out there.
Oh, of course.
Because I would imagine, like, you see them all doing it now, like, you know, Tiger Woods Golf, yeah, and all sorts. But that was
Johnny,
like, the first one.
Those Johnny Come Latelys. With all, that are making all the big bucks. Yeah, great. Thanks, fellas.
It was pretty much the first one, I think, you, yeah, were, weren't you?
Do you know what? It must have been there or thereabouts. So, yeah.
That was fun. See, you should get back into it now. Maybe you should do another one daily.
Do you know? Okay, fellas. Do you know? I'm going to think about that. I'm going to try and find out what those people cost. And if
it's
I do
idea.
It, you two will be the first I'll tell.
We'll fund it with our massive
yeah,
wages.
Yeah. With our massive wages, we'll do it.
Massive wages, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Retro's all in now, you see, daily. Retro's, like, right back in. Everybody, we've got a Sega Mega Drive in the office here. We're playing that daily. So it's definitely, there's a need for more Daily Thompson we need to get a ZX Spectrum in, I think. We need to come back with that, I think.
No, but you'll be able to play it on your PlayStation and all that. So, I'm going to think about an update now. I like it, fellas. I'm so glad I come on. I thought you guys were going to be miserable because you lived up there.
Oh, but... How dare you?
but clearly you are the fun guys.
Well, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. When is this thing? Is it November this is happening?
This thing
isn't
is
it?
On the 21st of November.
Wow, okay. So
in St. Lucia, and it's nice and warm. You guys are more than welcome. Or
I'd love to do an OB from out there. Yeah. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Or maybe next year we'll do some training first and then you can come.
There you go. I will be more than up for that. That will be fantastic. If people want to find out about this daily, is there like a website or anything they can go to?
Yeah, there's a website which is called Tri St. Lucia, and that's TRI St. Lucia.
TRI St. Lucia. So,
.com, yep.
Google that and you'll find out more bits and pieces about it. Daily Thompson, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Fellas, thank you very much for having me and for having such a good idea. And no, you won't be getting any money from it if it's a success. Only because you don't need it.
Well, it's very true. It's very true with our oodles of cash. There's no doubt about it. Daily, thanks very much.
Fellas, thanks very much for having me today. Cheers.